Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. Amen. Glad to be in the house of the Lord again.
Amen.
It's always a good time to come into the house of the Lord. Hey, look, my son just popped in on me. This guy always played with me. My whole family. My goodness. My wife came. She wasn't feeling well. She made it. Praise God. Wow. Thank God. Keep her in prayer. She don't always show out when she comes. Well, guys, I want to try to conclude our lesson that we've been covering is God's Word Under Attack. How many people have been enjoying that? Have you learned anything? I don't know about you, but I have. I have been studying like crazy. God's Word is under attack, and it's always been under attack. It was under attack in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Was it not?
Yep.
And it continues to be under attack. So what we'll like to do today is we'll like to talk about 12 reasons, and I don't know if I'm going to get through all of them. The first six I want to cover in detail, but the last six I'll make a comment and we'll move on. But 12 reasons why I believe the King James Bible is the inerrant word of God to the English-speaking people. So, and I hope that you will agree with that as we end this study. So if you would, stand with me. We're going to look at our opening scripture, Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. Are you there? It says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book, the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come under the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just thank you for this privilege and opportunity to look into your word tonight. We're just so excited, Lord God, of the miracle that you have given us, and that is your word in our hands. Oh Lord God, we thank you for that. And Lord God, my prayer is tonight that they not hear the messenger, but they hear the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first thing we would like to take a look at is why I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, is that God has promised to preserve His Word. Isn't that good to know that if God made a promise, He keeps His promise? Here's a scripture. There's going to be a lot of scriptures tonight, so get your pens ready. This would be a good way to go back and study. I like to read Psalms 12, verse 6 to 7. This is a very important scripture here. It says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth." Get this. "Purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." So God has promised to preserve His words through seven generations. Well, I hope.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.